Well, tonight we want to talk, continue our study of evolution, which we focused on in the Vacation Bible School. Life is so complex that chance processes, even over billions of years, cannot explain its origin. Once you say, well, given enough time, anything's possible, you have made an assumption that doesn't even make any sense. Yeah. No. But the idea of this is that some things are so complex that over billions of years still couldn't happen. One of those actually is the first cell. Back in ancient times, when they were formulating this, Darwin talked about the simple one-celled animals, that they're so simple, the parts are so simple, that they could just accidentally fall together, and boom, they'd work. Well, here's the truth. If, despite virtually impossible odds, proteins, which was our last study in this, arose by chance processes, there is not the remotest reason to believe that they could ever form a membrane-encased, self-reproducing, self-repairing, metabolizing, living cell. The cell does all of that. I've often thought, you know, why can't we get cars that just heal? You know, just set it in the garage overnight and let it get better, and it'll be fine in the morning. Dawkins, an avowed atheist, he admitted this: biology is the study of complicated things that give the appearance of having been designed for a purpose. Yeah, I guess it does. We have seen that living things are too improbable and too beautifully designed to have come into existence by chance. Really? But even after saying this, he tries to show that life came about by chance without intelligent design. He just fails to grasp the complexity in this life situation. Denton says a couple of things here. The complexity of the simplest known type of cell is so great. The complexity is so great that it is impossible to accept that such an object could have been thrown together suddenly by some kind of freakish, vastly improbable event. Such an occurrence would be indistinguishable from a miracle. They're saying, well, it had to come together. Yes, it did, and it was a miracle. He goes on to say, is it really credible, believable, that random processes could have constructed a reality, the smallest element of which, a functional protein or gene, is complex beyond our own creative capacities, a reality which is the very antithesis of chance, which excels in every sense anything produced by the intelligence of man. We just kick some gravel together and it'll be more complicated than anything man can figure out or invent. He says, is that really credible? Alongside the level of ingenuity and complexity exhibited by the molecular machinery of life, even our most advanced artifacts appear clumsy. We feel humbled, as Neolithic man would in the presence of 20th century technology. It would be an illusion to think that what we are aware of at present is any more than a fraction of the full extent of biological design. He says, we don't know it all yet. We don't even know how complex it is. In practically every field of fundamental biological research, ever-increasing levels of design and complexity are being revealed at an ever-accelerating rate. Mr. Dose, Origin of Life, More Questions Than Answers, written in the Interdisciplinary Science Reviews. More than 30 years of experimentation on the origin of life in the fields of chemical and molecular evolution have led to a better perception of the immensity of the problem of the origin of life on Earth. rather than to its solution. At present, all discussions on principal theories and experiments in the field either end in stalemate or in a confession of ignorance. The more they learn, the more they say they don't know. So, at the end, there is no evidence that any stable states exist between the assumed formation of proteins and the formation of the first living cells. We saw last time that it is impossible for the proteins to have just been invented. They use oxygen, but in the presence of oxygen, they don't develop. It's just impossible. But just give us that. Say that it could happen. There is no evidence that any stable states exist between the two formations. No scientist has ever demonstrated that this fantastic jump in complexity could have happened, even if the entire universe had been filled with proteins. The complexity, the intricacy is so great. So, didn't just fall together. Couldn't have. Way too complex and interconnected and involved. Comments or questions?